More work is being added to the upcoming construction on Emma Street in Odessa West, scheduled for late August. Loyalists Township will be entering into a service agreement with the developer to create and connect water and sewage services to five new lots on Emma Street. The developer owns three separate parcels of land on the south side of the street and has proposed to create five new lots. The upcoming construction project is part of the Odessa West drainage project. It includes the installation of water and sewer infrastructure along the street. Council agreed at their August 14th meeting that adding the development of five extra lots into the already ongoing project would be beneficial in the long run. Lots being created through Planning Act applications are not normally serviced with water and sewer connections until approved. Due to the timing of Planning Act applications, a decision on the five new lots will not be made until after the Emma Street works are complete. To avoid digging up a newly constructed road next summer to make the connections, Council agreed on entering the service agreement with the developer to get them connected now. Should the applications not be approved, there will be conditions in the agreement for the removal of the services. The cost of making the connections and potentially removing the connections will be solely on the developer. Planning Supervisor James Griffin noted it was too early to tell what exact costs would look like for the service connections.
We don't have a figure right now that has been sorted out, but once through the agreement, that figure will be in the agreement. But at this point, we don't have a solid cost for putting in the services.
In order to create the five new lots, part lot control lift, consent for severance, consent for lot addition, and zoning bylaw amendment are required. Staff noted they now have clear direction on how to proceed with adding the extra development. Planning Act applications will be submitted in the coming weeks. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.